The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Report for Tuesday, June the 14th. It's a pair of second-generation drivers named Danny on the show today, Danny Varon and Danny Dietrich III. That's all coming up next here on the Sprint Car Report, brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IZOT IndyCar Series returns to the Magic Mile on August the 14th. And the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops. He waits. He looks. He opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
And welcome back to the Sprint Car Report here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And we're joined now by Sprint Car and Modified driver Danny Varon, now Sharon Springs. Danny's father, a multi-time track champion, the Track of Champions, Fonda Speedway, and Danny did something nobody else has done. He's won open-wheel races at Fonda in modifieds, sportsmen, and in sprint cars. Danny, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you. For people who may have not seen you race before but have seen your father race, can you describe what are the similarities and what are the differences in your two driving styles?
He seems to be a little more aggressive than I am, but, you know, he's taught me pretty much everything I know now. You know, he's a little bit more exciting to watch than we are, I think. But, you know, we still have a lot of similarities. We're still, you know, we're both pretty quick on a slick racetrack rather than a heavy racetrack. We like it a little bit more, and, you know, there's differences, but yet then you can definitely tell we're a father and son.
That is for sure. Now, you won your first ever sprint car race with the Capital Region Sprint Agency at Fonda. That had to be a thrill not only to win the first race, but to win it at Fonda. Tell me about that night and how special will that be for you in your career to have won your first sprint car race at the Track of Champions.
Oh, that's pretty special. You know, coming up through, we were racing sportsmen there, and we finally got a win, you know, at Fonda, and that was one of our biggest goals, to get one actually at Fonda. And then to run the sprint cars and start deep in the pack, be able to come up through and get a win with the sprint car, you know, it was totally unexpected. We just had a car that was on, but being at the Track of Champions, we run there weekly, so I think that, you know, knowing the track better than everybody else and having that your home track is definitely gives you an advantage over everybody else.
What's it like to drive a sprint car at Fonda compared to driving a modified on a regular basis there?
It's quick. The speeds, you know, are faster than the modifieds are. With that big wing on top, you have a ton of side bite, so you can, you know, go in there as hard as she wants, and she's going to stick for you, you know. And just, you know, the whole feel of the car is totally different. Hopping from a modified back into a sprint car, nothing's really the same. And even the setups and whatever, nothing's the same. It's all pretty much everything you know from modifieds is backwards for a sprint car. So hopping from one to the other, it's a ton of fun. And I think it's pretty much every racer's dream to be able to hop in one race car, get out, and hop in another one.
Pretty interesting. So it's backwards for a sprint car from what it is a modified. So then tell me, what is it like in terms of setup and what is it like in terms of feel? I know how important turn three is to get into turn four at Fonda because of the D-shaped track that it is. So what's that feeling like, and does it take you a little while to get that feel as to whether or not you really want to flat foot that sprint car around three and four as you can do with a modified?
Flat foot, that's, you know, you're going to the corner and you're going as fast as you can, and you know before you even get to the corner whether you're going to make it or not, and fortunately, with a sprint car, no matter where I put that car that night, the car was pretty much just on rails. You know, and you have a lot more side bite, so you're a lot more, you know what the car's going to do when you get into the corner. And but as far as the difference, I mean, with a modified, you're leaning right over on the right rear, and the whole car's, you know, twisting over to the right side, and you got a lot more right rear weight. As for the sprint car, the thing is pinned right down on the left rear, and you know, and it's a lot more backsteer. You know, you're a lot more sideways with the sprint car than you are with the modified, because you're carrying a little bit more momentum in the corners. But you know, we're really good at Fonda. We got, you know, we weren't racing there since I started there in Utica Rome and running the various tracks, but Fonda is one of my favorites. So you know, knowing where to run and where that bite is, and you know, and the other guys are kind of searching around, because that series sprint car likes to they travel and stuff. So you know, coming to your home track, you always know that you got a little more advantage than everybody else.
We're talking with Danny Varin, who not only drives a sprint car, but a modified. And Danny, as you have progressed up to this point, you're now 20. You started when you were 15. As you look back on yourself, what's the biggest thing that you have seen from your standpoint as an improvement as a driver at the Track of Champions?
Well, it's just the goals you're setting out. Every year you set more and more goals out, and then you go out there and you try to achieve your goals. And you know, our goals in the modified 3 years ago were to finish top tens. And, you know, we started picking top tens off and finishing consistent in the top ten. And then the next year was finish top fives. And then this year, obviously, we started to go out to, you know, win a few and put that car in victory lane. And so we started doing that. And, you know, just the goals you're setting out, and then you end up achieving them. And that feels good. And you know, just it's a big team effort. I mean, I got a good group of guys that follow me. You know, if we work on the sprint car, they go with me. If they work on the modified, you know, they go with me. It's just wherever we go, they go with me. And you know, having the same group of guys working on, you know, the same car or a different car, and everybody thinking the same, you know, really puts you on another level as far as what you can make your car do, and you know, just you know, pulling off good finishes, and just to, you know, running up front.
You work with your dad there at Supply Wagon Rental, the family business. So between that and taking care of the modified and taking care of the sprint car, how do you find time to divide all three and do all three equally as best, as I know your dad gives it 110% at anything he does?
We work here from 8:30 to 5:30 during the day, every day, besides I don't work on weekends. So during the week I work here, and then during nights I go and work on, you know, I'll pick one night of the week and go work on one car, and the next night we'll work on a different car, and just spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours a night working on a different car, and then Saturday mornings we'll go and work on them, and Sundays we'll wash them. And, you know, we just kind of, I don't know, I kind of go with the flow, and if the car owner says to, you know, be here this time, I just kind of show up, and we just got to, you know, kind of keep it consistent and make sure all your car owners are happy. Fortunately, I got two really good car owners that understand that I'm a 20-year-old and just wants to race, but they're the ones paying the bills, and they're the ones putting up the money to go racing and have as much fun as we have had.
You mentioned before about goals, as we're talking with Danny Varin from Sharon Springs, New York, here on the Sprint Car Report. Remainder of the season, what goals you guys have set for yourself, and another 5 years from now, what kind of goals are you looking at?
Right now, for the rest of the year, we're just looking to, you know, stay up front and, you know, just keep the car in one piece. You know, we have a really good team, and we have really good cars and really good motors, so there's no reason that we shouldn't be running up front and being consistent every week. And 5 years down the road, I hope to be a little bit further than where we are now. Just keep on, and if we're racing 5 years down the road, there's no reason why we shouldn't be a top contender no matter where we go. Just got to have, you know, the people behind you that are support you, and, you know, just, you know, a good group of guys that just keep you going. And if you're racing, then I guess you got to be pretty happy.
And with the Capital Region Sprint Agency, what would you guys like to accomplish? I know you're 19th in points at the present time. what would you like to accomplish for the rest of the year?
We're just, we don't even run every show. We just, we ran, I think they've had like 7 or 8 shows now. We've only ran 3. We run whatever we can on that. We pick the tracks we want to race at versus the tracks that we're not so interested in. There's some tracks that we just have no interest in going to. Just we would rather, you know, stay home and work on the car or, you know, go out and, you know, have a dinner rather than spend our time at some of the tracks. But we're looking to throw down a couple more wins. You know, we work really hard, and we take a little – we take a lot more time into our car than most, you know, just, you know, from working on it all the way to making it look nice. And hopefully by the end of the year we'll have a couple more trophies sitting on the shelf, and hopefully we're going to, you know, get some a bigger motor or something and put it in and, you know, see what we can do with some other guys. And, you know, I'm talking to the car owner about it and see what we can do. And, hopefully, you know, put a 360 or something else in there.
Danny Varon, we want to thank you for your time in joining us here on the Sprint Car Report, and all the best luck to you and your dad for the rest of the 2011 season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure, and you can learn more about Danny by logging on to DannyVaron.com. We'll take a break and be back with more of our show right after this.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
Hi, this is Chuck Bryan. You're listening to the Sprint Car Report with Sean Wood.
And welcome back to the Sprint Car Report here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. It's a day of second-generation drivers as we bring on the latest winner on the All-Star Circuit of Champions. He's a member of the Pennsylvania Posse, and his father was a heck of a sprint car driver back in the day, Danny Dietrich III. Danny, welcome to the Sprint Car Report, and congratulations on your win Saturday night at Lincoln over the All-Stars.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here.
And, of course, your brother also won, your brother Billy. He won the 358 race at Port Royal Speedway. So is that the first time you guys had won on the same night in sprint cars at different tracks?
Yes, it is. We really just started racing two different tracks at the same time last year, and I don't think we pulled it off at all last year. I think this is the first time we both won on the same night.
You were telling me before we came on the air that you actually had heard and got the report that your brother had won the race at Port Royal Speedway on Saturday night. How much incentive then did you have to go out and one-up him and top the All-Stars?
You know, it doesn't really change anything. We were under rain delay, I think, when I found out my brother won. You know, but we go there, we had the same attitude. You know, Bill's been running good all year long, and, you know, I mean, he's running real good in 358s, and, you know, we have our good nights, and we have our bad nights in the 410s, just like everybody else. So, I mean, anytime you're starting third against the All-Stars, you know, you want to win for that big payday.
A big payday it is, but also put your name in the books as winning against the All-Stars, and an All-Star winner is another honor. That series, of course, being around since 1980, and some of the great names, and even in Central Pennsylvania sprint car racing, Frankie Kerr, a multiple champion in the All-Stars. Tell me about the race, and tell me how you picked up the win.
Track was real fast after the rain delay. It actually kind of went back to the way it was before the rain, you know, after they had the B-Main and, you know, some other racing going on there. It went back to kind of the way it was, got slicked off to a curb. The cushion got real heavy, and the track was real fast, you know, for the rain and the dry weather last week, they had the track in very good condition.
Now, when you get a rain delay like that, you're having a good night, you're starting third, is wanting to get back out and get racing, and how do you sometimes pass the time when you have a rain delay in a big race like that?
Your rain delay, you just got to relax. You know, you just take your time to do things you don't normally get to do on a normal night. You know, you try and stay dry, keep your car dry, and just try not to lose focus, you know, on the rest of the evening. We had our dash. We ran the dash right before the rain came, and we were actually really pumped up for the feature when we came in from that, because we felt like we had a real good car at the end of the dash. We were excited to get back out there when the rain came. It was kind of a worrisome attitude we had, because you never know what the track's going to do after you get some rain on it, whether it's going to dry up again or is it going to stay wet, that kind of thing. But you try and just play it off like it didn't rain and just, you know, hope you hit the setup just right.
At what part in the feature did you realize you had the victory and you were heading to victory lane?
Coming off turn four on the last lap. There's so many good drivers, and when we had a caution with seven to go, you can't count anybody out. There's Tyler Walker behind us and Greg Hodnett and, Stevie Smith, and there's three pretty big names that I think everybody knows in the whole country. So, you definitely can't count anything before you cross that checkered flag line.
How was your car working before that caution came out, and how was the car working after that?
It worked good before and after. Right before caution came out, we actually got some speed. I actually got Tony Stewart, the lap car between me and Tyler and everybody else. But when the caution came out, he opted for the rear, and I didn't know that until I saw Tyler on the restart. You definitely gotta be on your toes the last seven laps, guys like that behind you. Luckily enough for us, I guess they got the racing, and we had a fast enough of a car we could get away from them to finish the rest of the race off.
I understand that your dad let you build a car when you were at age 14. Before that, how much did you have an itch to get in and want to become a racer?
Oh, I had a big itch. I think I started building a car before I was 14. The season that I turned 14. I turned 14 in May. I'd say I probably started building the car in March, getting it ready. Just kind of piecing it together slowly, with parts that parts that other people wouldn't run or we couldn't sell. Just using second, hand-me-down parts, so to say.
What were some of the biggest lessons that you learned from your dad, and were you able to apply those lessons on that last restart there on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot from my dad. I mean, I learned pretty much everything from my dad. On a restart, I learned a good bit from my dad as far as if we were fast on the top on Saturday night, and just to get back to it, don't waste no time, trying to drive to the middle or trying to drive to the bottom. I definitely wanted to make sure we got fired off good on the restart. Get going to, just as we hit the straightaway, maybe before everybody else was on the straightaway, that kind of thing. And it definitely plays into a factor that my dad taught me pretty much all that I know now.
We're talking with Danny Dietrich, the third winner of Saturday night's All-Star race at the Lincoln Speedway down there in Abbottstown. Of course, Danny is from Aspers, Pennsylvania, and his brother Billy winning the 358 Sprint Car feature on Saturday night at the Port Royal Speedway. Speed Week here in Pennsylvania is not too far around the corner. Are you excited, looking forward to it, and what's your favorite part about Speed Week?
We're excited for it. It'll be here before we know it. Whether we'll be ready for it at that point in time, I hope so. But, we got quite a few. We got a couple shows before that gets here. Anytime you can race nine races in 10 days is always exciting. We look forward to all those races that bring out the fans and really bring out the good sprint car racing in Pennsylvania that Pennsylvania is known for.
Business-wise, what have you guys seen in terms of the global economics, and how has it impacted racing the places like Australia, New Zealand, and South America that you sell parts to?
Um, it's it's not bad. Our Australian business has really picked up the past, I'd say, year and a half. They started a couple new series over there, which are very, very similar to our 358 series over here. The only thing you got to do is run carburetors, which we've sold a good many motors to them over there. It seems like their economy over there is definitely better than what ours is. But that, I guess that's to be expected now.
True.
Around here. The economy in the sprint car aspect of it in the U.S. here is definitely getting better. I just don't know if it'll ever get back to the way it was 5-6 years ago when people really spent the money and could afford to do a lot more racing.
Well, let's hope it someday it does get back to that, but in the interim, let's hope we do get back to a little higher level than what it was over the past several years. Danny, for you and the Gary Hoffman known team, what's the plans for the rest of the year? Any special big races that you're looking forward to at the season's end? And what kind of goals do you guys have set for the remainder of the 2011 season?
We got the same schedule. We're just going to run Lincoln in the Grove along with Speed Week. We talked about running the Lernerville show. We'll see how we're running when the Outlaws come to Lernerville, whether or not we go. That's just next month, so it's not far away. If we can keep running good, we'll run more races. But we're definitely committed to Lincoln and Williams Grove on a week-to-week basis. Everything else is pretty much set in stone. But as always, it's always scheduled to change if it starts going downhill quick,
I hear you on that one. Well, Danny, congratulations again on beating the All-Stars on Saturday night, and also to your brother Billy for picking up the win on the same evening. I'm sure that made your dad, Dan, very proud that night.
Yep, he is definitely one happy camper.
Danny Dietrich III joining us here on the Sprint Car Report. Danny, thanks again. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break and be back with more of the show right after this.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops. He waits. He looks. He opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Report, everybody. Special thanks to our guests today, Danny Varon and Danny Dietrich. Speaking of Danny Dietrich, he is currently second in the points at Lincoln Speedway. They'll play host to the Darrell Gaughan Glenn Gaughan Senior Memorial for 410s on Saturday night. Currently on the point at the Lincoln Speedway is Brian Monteith. And Danny's brother Billy is the current points leader at Lincoln in the 358 Sprint Cars. Fred Raymer will lead over Lance DeWeese at Williams Grove Speedway, while Pat Cannon has the comfortable lead in the 358 Sprint Cars. At the Williams Grove Speedway, and take note, they do switch to their 7:30 starting time this coming Saturday night, Blaine Heimbach holds a 40-point lead over Larry Kelleher in the 358 Sprint Cars and is also the Joe Wickham Memorial on Saturday night. Ryan Taylor is the points leader at Port Royal Speedway. They'll also have the Super Sportsman for their one and only visit at the track on Saturday evening. Donnie Schatz is the current World of Outlaws points leader by just a single point over Joey Saldana as they head off to North Dakota this weekend. Shane Stewart leads the American Sprint Car Series National Sprint Car points, and fresh off his second consecutive Eastern Storm Tour Championship, Levi Jones leads the USAC National Sprint Car standings over John Stambro. And that's all the time we have for this week's show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back again with you on June the 21st with another edition of the Sprint Car Report. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel,
I'm Sean Wood. Have a great day, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.